Greetings and welcome to The Bond of Friendship. Hi, I'm Carrie, your host. Many of us love pets, and one of the things I will point out here is they still love you and believe in you even if your boss lets you go. When you feel down or angry, they may also try to comfort you, and this is wonderful. And they are more often to comfort you than people. And I think this is totally true. When it comes to people are well-meaning, they will ask you, why do you think you were fired? What could have you done better? Why should I answer? And it doesn't matter anyway. I was let go. It just keeps me thinking and talking about the loss. I know I have to get back on the horse. I have to definitely do some self-reflection and strive to keep looking for a better opportunity and don't wallow in self-pity. Let it go. Having animals in the home can keep you motivated. Yes, you have to feed and care for them, and this is a motivator. But don't forget to care for yourself. Petting an animal is one thing you can do to help you keep your stress level down in between looking for your next job. I am doing a lot of research on companies, and sometimes I need a little bird or dog petting break. You have to have a good attitude to be of use to anyone. Yes, it is true. Your pets can't lend you money unless they have a bank account. But he or she can uplift your spirits and help you to not lose hope. And hope is very key here. Sure, when I was working, I had to get up very early to spend time with them and feed them. But it was all totally worth it. They set me up for a positive attitude. And when I had to hit the freeway, where it's crazy in LA, I was calm and collected, and I had a good attitude for the day. Here, there seems to be a freeway culture of hurry up because the other driver left late and now needs to rush and cut off as many drivers as they possibly can in order to save 3 seconds. And I have to laugh at this because the unpleasant person who is almost always causing accidents, playing pole position, is almost always right next to me as I exit the freeway. There are even studies on this. I believe Road and Track did one years ago saying that all the hustle and bustle just really burns fuel and doesn't really save your time. Too funny. In the past, I was hit by a guy on the 105 who admitted he was talking to his son on the cell phone while driving, and he said he was sorry. Well, that didn't make me very happy. But at least he was honest, but he's still not a good human. A good human would pull over to the side of the road and say, "Son, please tell me what is going on," and proceed that way. Luckily, there was minimal damage, but getting out of the car on the freeway with traffic whooshing by is nerve-wracking and not a good way to start your day out. So, getting up early and caring for my buddies put me in a great framework for a commute. I was already in a caring space and was fairly calm and ready for the ride. Did you know I love to drive? I love to look at different scenes and see trees blowing by. Do I enjoy the poop heads who cut me off? No way. They may have a better, more expensive car, but I have the better attitude towards my fellow man. Sure, it would be easy to be a poop head. Sure, these last 2 years have been weird and often unpleasant. How can we make it better? Care about animals and care about your fellow humans. I'll leave you with this one last thing. Be kind, because you never know what someone else is going through. Give your pets a hug and scratch for me, and have a good day. Thank you for listening.